Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. If you are new, I welcome you to this platform where I share different tips on minimalism, on how to live a happy life, on how to become active for the animals, how to become vegan, how it's affected my life, and a bunch of other things that are basically related. And today there is, well, depending on the person, this topic might be quite heavy. Sometimes it's taboo or even sacralized to the point that it's not something that you can really share with a lot of people. You cannot tell everyone those three words. And those three words, I think you've guessed it, are I love you. And I will just tell you right now, no matter who you are, where you are right now, I just want to tell you I love you, because I think that many people just deserve to hear it once in a while. Sometimes we wish we would hear it from the mouth of someone, and we expect it, and it never comes. So right now, this might be the highlight of your day, and it might just make you feel so much more peaceful and happy in this day that you're going through. So I will say it again, I love you. So let's get into the topic without further ado. I feel like I was privileged in my childhood for growing up in a family where I was told I love you. Not so much from my dad, but from my mom. She would tell me I love you all the time, maybe every day or so, and before going to bed, she would show me her affection, and she would kind of confirm this affection with those three words. And for me, it was something that was really important to hear, and I was used to it. So growing up, I kind of assumed that this would be the case in different households, in different families. To me, it was something that was just so light and beautiful to say, that I was hoping that children would hear this from their parents as well, maybe once in a while or every day. And then growing up, becoming a teenager, and I think I probably said it less often than when I was a child, but I still continued growing up telling my mom I loved her. It was never something like kind of embarrassing or awkward to say. It was always a very light and free thing to say that was just right there, and that gave us so much, that brought just so much lightness and so much happiness in our day. And I don't know why my dad never really said it that much. I think there is something, of course, that might have to do with his personal experience with his education and how he was raised by his parents. I think that his parents probably very rarely told him, or maybe never. And you know, I think just as much as the presence of a parent is essential, especially for a baby, for a newborn, this presence is like the physical form of I love you. Feeling the warmth and knowing that our parents or our parents are there for us is this automatic confirmation that we are loved, we are appreciated for the person we are. And then growing up, if this is not shown through physical affection, sometimes it can be shown just by saying those three words. And when I started having my first relationships, I think my very first relationship, it was very easy to tell this first person, this first partner in my life, to tell him that I loved him. We were both so much in love that it came out so easily, and there weren't expectations from any side. I think in that part of my life, I was very young, and I would have thought if my boyfriend at that time would have told someone, or a girl or a man, no matter which person, if he had said I love you to someone else, maybe I would have been a bit triggered and thought, well, that's kind of weird, because I'm like special, I'm the only one to hear these three words. Of course, like, I would totally find it perfectly normal if that boyfriend at that time would tell his parents or his family that he loved them. But maybe I wouldn't have perceived that as neutral if he had told someone else that he loved her or him. And then I think I would say about 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I think as my experience with spirituality evolved through different experiences, I think through books, and there was especially one video from a French YouTuber, actually not French, she's Canadian, but very famous in France, I assume. And her name is Solange. Well, because she plays this role, and the character that she plays, basically, she names her Solange. And she made that video on those three words. And she explained how she had a relationship for 3 years with a boy. And she asked his mother if she told her child that she loves him. And the mom reacted saying like, oh, you know, he knows it, like, it's fine, I don't have to tell him. And then Solange told his mother, well, you know, you could just tell him you love him, like, it doesn't cost anything, and he would probably enjoy hearing it. He would be happy to hear it just once in a while. And the mother still, like, replied quite the same. She was like, oh, well, you know, it's fine. He knows it. It's okay. I don't really understand why in our society is it so taboo or seen as exclusive or something almost so sacred that you can only reserve those three words for just a few people. Or just for your partner that you are in a relationship with. It's like, I don't know, like a kind of VIP thing. And it's not okay if you tell other people that you love them. And to me, it sounds like it's those three words that are only dedicated to the family, maybe some friends, and your one life partner or the person you're in the relationship. It's like, it's just reserved for a few categories of people. But for example, you couldn't tell a stranger that you love her or him. And I would just ask, why not? Why? What is it so special about it? And if those three words are so special, why doesn't deserve everyone to hear those three words? Maybe it will be the one time in their life that one person hears this. And if it's gotta come from me, I will gladly tell that person, I love you. I think there is it's like a huge... a mountain of associations that we built with those three words. That it's only for partners, family, or friends, that it's you cannot say it so often, because if you say it too often, then like it might become boring for the person to hear, or like the contrary, you just like you have to tell it often because people have to know that you love them. And it's just there's this mix of cliches about those three words, and I don't know, that like you have to wait a certain time before you can tell a person the three words, like not before, I don't know, 1 year or so of being with this person in a relationship, or you have to wait for the right moment, and it's gotta be something romantic, and you have to plan ahead and make sure that you say it at the right moment. And there's just like this whole fuss around it, and I think it's just preventing us from being authentic, and it's preventing us from saying how we feel in a very moment. So, for example, if I would tell someone right now, I love you, it doesn't mean there is suddenly a commitment that this person and I have to respect and we have to engage, or we have to get married and we're gonna have children together. And of course I tell my boyfriend I love him, and we say it quite often. It's a big deal, and at the same time it's not a big deal. So of course you can choose with whom you feel comfortable to say these three words. But at the same time, if you feel like there is another person to whom you would like to tell these three words, don't stop yourself from doing it, because society somehow said that you should only tell these three words to your boyfriend or girlfriend. Or I think also not saying it can kind of become this weight that just like stagnates, and we're not releasing that amount of good energy. We're not expressing ourselves in the way we wish to. It's kind of like you're almost censoring yourself. It's like self-censorship. And I think I have many friends who maybe wouldn't understand if I told them that I love them, or even boys who, like, if I told them I love them, they would suddenly think that I want to be in a relationship with them and I want kids and get married and that kind of stuff. But what if this was just kind of, I don't know, just three words that unite us all? What if those three words were just there as a kind of humankind motto to just like bind us all together, to finally connect, just regardless of where we come from, how old we are, if we are from the same sex or gender or not, or if we are from the same nationality, or this is all irrelevant. I love you is just right now I am with this person, and I don't know, after one day that you shared with a person, you felt so close to that person, you felt like you could say it, like you felt just like your energies were on the same level and you were just sharing the same vibes, and you felt this kind of I would call them butterflies. And believe me or not, I think that those butterflies that we feel in our belly when we think that we've fallen in love with someone, personally, I don't only experience them like last year when I met my boyfriend and when we weren't together yet, but I was falling in love with him. That's not the only time where I felt those butterflies in my belly. I felt those butterflies in my belly when I was spending a day with my beautiful soul sister, Vivian, who you've heard on this podcast many times now. I felt those butterflies in my belly when I was having deep conversations with Katharina, who you've heard on this podcast as well, after spending a day with her and baby Ahimsa. And I just, yeah, I want to tell this person I love you. And I tell them I love you because I think this person bring so much input in my life. They bring just so much joy in my life. And you know, there are those kind of people in your life. Sometimes they might not be friends or not yet, but you feel that when you spend time with them, you feel like it's really fueling you, it's recharging you, it's just loading you again with just so much liveness and positivity and vibrant energy. And when I feel that from those people, that's also the same time when I feel those kind of butterflies in my belly. And for me, that's a really deep, also in my body, I feel it's a deep feeling sensation of when I know that I truly love someone. And it's not I love, like, I just feel this because it's only something I feel because I love my boyfriend. It's something I feel when I'm surrounded by other people who just are on the same energetic level as I am. And at that very moment, I know through the sensations that I love these people and I want to tell them I love them. And so I tell them I love them because it's, why not? What would be the consequence of telling these people I love them? And what I want to express in this episode is that if you are a boy or a girl and somehow we get in touch, we get in contact, and then I would talk to you, whether it's online or offline, and then I would close the conversation by saying, I love you. You don't have to feel like, oh my God, like, what am I gonna do if my boyfriend or my girlfriend finds out about it? Like, oh my God, she's gonna think like I'm cheating on her or on him. And no, I'm just telling you I love you because I'm telling you I love the person you are right now. I love the person you are who spent a day with me and brought me so much good energy in my life. I love the person you are right now through the words that you are exchanging with me. And it's not a big mountain that you have to make of this. You don't have to feel guilty or stressed or embarrassed from me telling you I love you. It's just a natural thing. And I think it should be so much more natural in this society. I wish, I truly hope from the bottom of my heart that maybe this kind of podcast episode can help people to maybe grasp the true meaning of love, to get a bit closer to it. And if you don't right now, then maybe it will be through a reading, maybe it will be through a movie. In this case, I would recommend you watching. Is it called Enlightenment? No, I think on YouTube there's this movie, something with Dr. Wayne. I will link it in the show notes or on YouTube in the description box. You can watch this film, and I think it's a beautiful example of what love is. And also, there is the book from Eckhart Tolle that I read, which is entitled A New Earth. And this one also, yeah, brought so many great teachings about love. You can also listen to my episode on my experience with ayahuasca that I did with Vivian. And we also talk about love and the meaning of love that we understood from the teachings of the plant medicine. So, yeah, take a look at that. Take an ear at that. Stay tuned for the next episode. I really look forward to seeing you again and maybe hearing from you in the comments or wherever on Instagram. Get in touch and share your thoughts on this with me. I would love to hear from you. I will see you in the next video, and until then, stay safe. I love you.